We've got names. Report reveals massive funding of college protests by some very specific organizations.
Keeping you informed and engaged, now more than ever. This is Seculo. We want to hear from you. Share and post your comments or call 1-800-684-3110. And now your host, Logan Seculo.
This is Logan Seculo. It's a Monday. Welcome to Seculo, joined in studio by Will Haynes, executive producer of this broadcast. Going to be joined later on by Harry Hutchinson, CC Heil, and Rick Grinnell. So it's going to be a packed show. Stay tuned. I did want to first, off the top, if you are watching online, you may have seen some of the imagery on our thumbnails, but I did want to quickly address off the top some of the breaking news that happened over the weekend, including the backers of the pro-Hamas protests that have broken out over college campuses. You've heard us talk about this for weeks now. And of course, Columbia had to make a statement. What did they do? They decided to cancel their main commencement. So no longer will Columbia students have their main commencement. They're going to have smaller graduations based on the school, like the individual school. And that will happen still right now. But the big one, not happening right now. But unsurprisingly, who was behind these protests? And of course, your mind's going to jump to some obvious candidates. And of course, you're probably right, Will. These are some of the biggest Biden supporters and some heavy hitters, some names we know.
That's right. So multiple articles were released over the weekend, investigations done by sources like Politico, Wall Street Journal, and they've been digging into sort of the finances and the backing of these groups and who has been behind these campus protests. And some of the top names, unsurprising to some, but also some surprising. But you see George Soros, the Rockefellers, Pritzkers, and the Gates. That's right, Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. Now, the way this works is you got to follow the money, and that's why it's not always as right there on the surface.
It's not linear. A lot of times it's not, hey, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation put the money in directly to Students for Justice for Palestine, or that the George Soros Foundation's put their money directly to it. Usually it's a foundation that puts it, can we code me? Foundation to foundation. There we go. Foundation to foundation, where you see the money being moved in a way that is convenient, but it's also not that hard to track. So you just got to give reporters like Politico, you got to give people just a little bit of time, and this will all come out.
That's right. So the main source of a lot of these funds seems to be the major funding, hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars from each of these big funders to an organization called the Tides Foundation, which is their tagline is shifting power, advancing social justice. But some of the organizations that they have been funding under that, so a sub grant, are organizations like If Not Now, and Jewish Voice for Peace. And Jewish Voice for Peace and others are explicitly anti-Zionist organizations, and they have been some of the major organizers at these campus university protests. We'll get into in the next segment also some of the training that these organizations have been doing on campus. So we see now how organized, how well-funded this movement has been. It's what a lot of our audience has been saying from the beginning, but how easily they're able to infiltrate student groups on campus when they have this big funding from these organizations, from these individuals that are also major Biden donors, to further the chaos that we're seeing on campus.
That's right. Hey, we'd love to hear from you and love to get your thoughts and feedback on this. We'll take as many calls as we can today. 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110 to have your voice heard on the air. Look, the anti-Israel protests on campuses are out of control, but the ACLJ is here. When the world's back, we'll turn on Israel. We know there's a call right now, or happening this morning, between Benjamin Netanyahu and President Biden, specifically about, I don't know, maybe the fact that there were some holds. Israel didn't quite get the supplies that they usually get. No one really knows why. Well, I'm sure someone does, and that is someone in the Biden administration. They're going to talk that out today, as well as the threats potentially coming as Rafah has been called to evacuate. So we're going to discuss that coming up. But our office in Jerusalem, ACLJ Jerusalem, is ready to fight back. We're also preparing to take major action to defend not only Jewish students, but also Christian students, anyone who considers themselves Zionist, which is likely you. We're getting violently attacked with these protests with very little response from our federal government. This is a big fight, a global fight. You can take action right now. Go to aclj.org/sign. Sign our petition to defend Israel right now. Let your voice be heard. Be right back.
The challenges facing Americans are substantial. At a time when our values, our freedoms, and our constitutional rights are under attack, it's more important than ever to stand with the American Center for Law and Justice. For decades now, the ACLJ has been on the front lines, protecting your freedoms, defending your rights in courts, in Congress, and in the public arena. And we have an exceptional track record of success. But here's the bottom line. We could not do our work without your support. We remain committed to protecting your religious and constitutional freedoms. That remains our top priority, especially now during these challenging times. The American Center for Law and Justice is on your side. If you're already a member, thank you. And if you're not, well, this is the perfect time to stand with us at aclj.org, where you can learn more about our life-changing work. Become a member today. aclj.org.
After nearly 50 years, Roe v. Wade, the tragic ruling that manufactured a so-called right to abortion, has been overturned by the United States Supreme Court. This is the moment the ACLJ has been fighting for. It's the biggest victory we've achieved in our three-decade-long fight against the soulless abortion industry. And believe me, abortionists like Planned Parenthood are devastated. This victory would not have been possible without the steadfast prayer and support of ACLJ members like you. On behalf of the entire ACLJ, I thank you for standing with us against the abortion industry and helping us save defenseless babies. I thank you for making this victory possible. And I ask you for your continued prayer and support as we continue to battle against barbaric new abortion laws across our nation.
Secula. We are going to take your phone calls. And by the way, I'm going to call somebody out who's watching on YouTube right now. He said, Logan, you don't take calls until the end of the show. Well, guess what? I will take your calls right now at 1-800-684-3110. We do have a packed show with guests, but you know what? There'll be some time for some calls over the next half hour. Of course, in that last segment of the show, which happens in about 40 minutes, sure, I like to stack that deck. I like having a lot of calls there because it's a lot of fun to kind of hear when you've had 40 minutes of conversation to hear what you have to, you know, think about it. What do you have to say? So give us a call, though. Get on hold. I'll do my best to get to you. We are joined in the studio by Harry Hutchinson as we continue this conversation about who is really behind these protests. And as we've said, these names are not shocking, but they are just kind of the proof in the pudding, if you will. Like, they are showing when you have a name like a Soros or a Gates or a Rockefeller, it's just at some point hilarious.
It is. And it's important to note that this reflects reporting from Politico, not a conservative magazine.
No.
So on one hand, you have these individuals strongly supporting Joe Biden. But on the other hand, you have these individuals supporting groups that support not dissent, but hatred and anti-Semitism, including terrorism and violence. So at Columbia, for instance, they had a meeting, a virtual meeting with a group called Salmon Down, a Palestinian prisoner solidarity network based in Vancouver, British Columbia. This is a group that celebrated the October 7th Hamas attack on Israel. The administration twice barred the event, citing some of the organizers' known support for terrorism and the promotion of violence. Nonetheless, the event went forward. But what is really imperative for listeners to note is that these groups have received funding directly or indirectly from Joe Biden supporters, including the Pritzker family, George Soros, the Rockefeller brothers. And often the funding occurs through the use of a foundation. So, for instance, the Tides Foundation or some other group. So the American people should be aware of the fact that Joe Biden's donors effectively are supporting terrorism and effectively celebrating what happened on October the 7th, 2023.
Harry, you brought up that Samhedown organization that they held a course, Resistance 101, for people planning on these protests at Columbia. And you also noted that twice they were canceled because they were trying to use university facilities to host this group for a Resistance 101. But then they ended up doing it virtual. And one of the quotes that came out of Wall Street Journal's reporting out of this is just shocking. So one of the organizers in this two-hour session, this training session that they held, said, "There is nothing wrong with being a member of Hamas, being a leader of Hamas, or being a fighter in Hamas. These are the people that are on the front lines of defending Palestine." So the question turns, one, this was publicly available that the Wall Street Journal could go find it. Obviously, the administration was aware of this group and should have been monitoring this. But does that even lead a further discussion point about the weakness of the administration when they knew the groups that were training their encampment were proactively encouraging support of a designated terrorist organization and further terror by allowing this to be the training they were receiving? Are you shocked that they didn't take action quicker than we saw?
Well, I'm not shocked. And in fact, this is par for the course at many elite universities. Many elite universities in the United States are basically incredibly weak, particularly at the top. So on one hand, they claim that they support free speech, but then under the cover of free speech, they are effectively supporting terrorism. And I don't think that claim is too strong. And I think that Congress should take active steps to deprive these institutions of federal funds and perhaps deprive the students of federal loan guarantees. So I think what is needed is a response from the political sphere to the inaction and the weakness, the fecklessness of the administration at campuses throughout the United States. Just as I was coming down for the show, I looked at footage at the University of California at San Diego. There, the students broke through a barrier. And one of the things that I think it's imperative to remember is that the administrations at many of these universities, they do not really support the police in cracking down on the demonstrators. They basically are giving lip service to law and order and the protection of property.
Yeah, absolutely. We are going to continue taking your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110. In the next segment, we're even going to discuss how the cancellations of graduation ceremonies are starting to happen throughout the country. But of course, this comes out of Columbia. If you didn't see, Saturday Night Live actually opened this week with a sketch that was pretty funny, I'll be honest, the Kenan Thompson led about, you know, kind of parents' frustrations with their kids protesting. And of course, they spent all of this money and now they're not even going to get to watch their kids graduate. Hilarious sketch from Saturday Night Live. I know that you usually don't necessarily hear that these days, but I think it shows that there is a tide turning in this country. They see the actual kids that are out there are ones being misled by some of these big organizations, by organizations that have been ready for this and have been planning for months. I think we're learning that too, is that
right.
This wasn't something that just sprung up all of a sudden in a week. This was an attempt to overthrow these schools and really to create a media moment that's been being planned for really since the attacks.
Well, and I think when you follow the money, what's interesting is that the Soros, Rockefeller, Pritzker, and Gates triumphant donor pocketbooks, not only are they huge donors to Joe Biden, huge donors to the organizations creating this chaos on campus, but also huge donors to these universities themselves. So their money is touching every facet of this chaos. And at some point, you have to wonder which angle of their agenda is going to reign supreme. Because if they can start pulling their funding from the universities and continue funding the chaos, or pulling their dollars from the presidential candidate, that dollar has a lot of ability to affect change on policy, which is obviously the end goal for these organizations, is to affect the policy of President Biden. There's a reason they're calling him Genocide Joe. Do you think that it will come to that? where they're going to hold some, these universities hostage, not just from encampments, but also with their donations to the universities themselves?
I think they will try. It's important to keep in mind that these organizations support a permanent revolution in the United States. They are committed to a leftist agenda. And the leftist agenda, if you go back and you look at history, is committed to a constant revolution. And a constant revolution that continues for decades. But keep in mind, once you achieve a revolution, then there's something to revolt against because you are now in charge. And so many of the universities that we are talking about, they are helmed by individuals that have supported a revolution for quite some time. That's how they attain their particular position. So when I taught at law schools in the United States, many of the law professors were revolutionaries. Yes, they wanted tenure. Yes, they wanted a huge raise, but they wanted to foment a revolution in the United States that ultimately destroys the structure of the country. And this goes back to even 1966. In 1966, two sociologists at Columbia University, ironically enough, Cloward and Piven, they set forth their agenda for radical change, which has continued. They wanted to bring about the collapse of the market system in the United States. They don't really care about middle-income individuals who are having difficulty making payments on their house or their car or gasoline. What they care about is a revolution.
Let's go ahead and quickly take, we only got a minute, but I want to take a call, you know, to prove you wrong. Lori's calling on line one because I do have some action you can take. Lori, go ahead.
So it's interesting what you just said because where's our revolution?
Yes,
Christians.
Hey, Lori. Yep, your connection is bad, so I'm only going to say I know what your comment was, which was, what are Christians doing? We need to take a stand and engage on these campuses. We need to make a difference. Hey, right now, we just launched a new petition to support Israel and also stand up for Christian and Jewish kids, Zionist kids, if you will, if you want to use that dirty word that they try to make into a bad thing, just those that want to support, you know, a creation and a sustainment of a state of Israel. And we want you to sign that petition. This is how you can get involved right now. Sign the petition. Go to aclj.org/sign, S-I-G-N, sign. Go to aclj.org in general, though, to look at great content from people like Harry Hutchinson, Cece Heil, who's going to be joining us later on, Rick Grinnell from Will and I. A lot of great content on aclj.org to get engaged in. But we want you to sign that petition. Help defend Jewish and Christian kids on campuses as these violent protests continue to demand a response, and we are going to be there at the ACLJ. We could use you. ACLJ.org/sign. Give us a call, 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. Back with a very short break.
After nearly 50 years, Roe versus Wade, the tragic ruling that manufactured a so-called right to abortion, has been overturned by the United States Supreme Court. This is the moment the ACLJ has been fighting for. It's the biggest victory we've achieved in our 3-decade-long fight against the soulless abortion industry. And believe me, abortionists like Planned Parenthood are devastated. This victory would not have been possible without the steadfast prayer and support of ACLJ members like you. On behalf of the entire ACLJ, I thank you for standing with us against the abortion industry and helping us save defenseless babies. I thank you for making this victory possible. And I ask you for your continued prayer and support as we continue to battle against barbaric new abortion laws across our nation.
The challenges facing Americans are substantial. At a time when our values, our freedoms, and our constitutional rights are under attack, it's more important than ever to stand with the American Center for Law and Justice. For decades now, the ACLJ has been on the front lines, protecting your freedoms, defending your rights in courts, in Congress, and in the public arena. And we have an exceptional track record of success. But here's the bottom line. We could not do our work without your support. We remain committed to protecting your religious and constitutional freedoms. That remains our top priority, especially now during these challenging times. The American Center for Law and Justice is on your side. If you're already a member, thank you. And if you're not, well, this is the perfect time to stand with us at aclj.org, where you can learn more about our life-changing work. Become a member today. aclj.org.
Last night began the Holocaust Remembrance Day. You know, that happened at sundown yesterday. And of course, all of these things happening, Passover, Holocaust Remembrance Day, back to back, all while dealing with these, you know, anti-Semitic protests that are happening in a way that, as someone with a Jewish background, I've never really felt unsafe in a place like New York City. Maybe probably the place I felt the most safe would have been New York City or L.A., or any of these areas where there is a predominantly large Jewish population there. Never would have thought those were the places that I would have to second guess traveling to. But unfortunately, that's where we are in society. Weirdly, where I don't feel threatened, places like Tennessee, where I am, where are places like Florida, where yes, sure, there are going to be protests on campuses, but I know what the overwhelming amount of people feel about Israel. And I am happy, I have to say this, not to call out anyone specifically in the conservative world, but I can call them out a little bit and say, I am glad that some of your eyes have been opened by these protests, that these are not the people you want to be associated with, because you're associating yourself with the people that you maybe dislike the most. But we had months where sort of the conservative world was unsure, or got all of a sudden, they started turning much more anti-Semitic, much more anti-Israel. And it kind of panicked me, because it's like, okay, well, if we lose everybody, then what's this world going to look like? I think a lot of people are watching shows right now like We Were the Lucky Ones, which obviously deals with what it was like leading up to the Holocaust, as we are on Holocaust Remembrance Day, and what it was like for year after year to just slowly see the incremental moves towards an anti-Semitic world. And I feel like you can feel it happening in society right now. Thankfully, this has been a bit of a wake-up call that, again, you don't want to be associated with what's happening on these college campuses. I hope. And there have been some bills that have been passed and people are taking action. And I'd love to hear from you at 1-800-684-3110. Phone lines are starting to jam up. Again, like I say, they say I take a lot of the calls later in the show. I will take some calls in this segment and in the next segment. But CeCe Hyles joining us as well, because we are not only taking our calls and comments and reporting the news here. The ACLJ has taken action and even currently just put out a letter to Mike Johnson, Hakeem Jeffries, about the situation in Iran that really should hopefully support Israel and bolster that up.
Right. And this ties right into, you know, what we see even with the anti-Israel protests. We had Iran on April 13th and 14th launch 300 missiles against Israel. And of course, we know that Iran has been funding all of these attacks, Hamas and every Iran proxy attacking Israel. So we sent a letter, as you said, to Secretary Blinken, Secretary of the Treasury Yellen, and then the House leaders and Senate leaders and other Senate committees and House committees, relevant ones, basically saying that we have to hold Iran accountable and that we have to enforce the sanctions that are already on the books and actually ramp them up as well. We point out the fact, you know, that not only did they launch the attack against Israel, but they have attacked our U.S. base in Jordan over 170 times since October 7th. And at one point in January, they killed three American military members and injured 25 of them. And, you know, we kind of forget about that. So we draw the attention back to those attacks, that Iran has to be held accountable, that President Biden has proven, you know, too many times that he's all too willing to waive the sanctions, and Iran has to be held accountable, and Congress holds the power of the purse strings. So we sent that letter and demanded sanctions.
The great work of the ACLJ team, always getting involved where we can.
And I also like the breadth of this work, because it wasn't just to Congress, even though it was to Speaker Johnson, Minority Leader Jeffries, also Mitch McConnell and Chuck Schumer both got a copy of the letter, but also going directly into the administration, where we know a lot of this trouble is coming from, going directly to Secretary of State Antony Blinken and the Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen, because the Treasury Department obviously is the one where a lot of the sanctions generate from. But it does go to show and we even mentioned this last week with Mike Pompeo, the leeway that this administration has given to the Iranian regime, whether it be through oil sanctions relief, whether it be through allowing them to access funds that are in South Korea or in Iraq. But there was a marked difference from the previous administration that was tough on sanctions, that used sanctions as a diplomatic tool instead of having to resort to bombs in warfare.
Right.
And just how quickly one administration over a couple of years allowing those funds to be accessed, how much terror and chaos in the world can be unleashed by the Iranians.
Right. And we do point that out in the letter as well, that, you know, this waiving of the sanctions and allowing, like you said, these billions of dollars, it's not even millions, it's billions of dollars to still flow into Iran when we know that they are the biggest funder of terrorism and are not just going to go after Israel, but they will come after the U.S. as well, as we've seen that. And so we point all of that out in our letter and demand that sanctions, and especially going to Congress, again, they have the power of the purse. They hold that power over the purse, and they can do these sanctions.
Look, and we are only 6 months away from an election. I think that's a key point to know. Like, we're less than 6 months at this point. So action needs to be taken right now because it can be held as an election tool. It can be held as a tool used political. That's what we're seeing right now. I think in the a little bit later, we're going to be talking to Rick Grinnell about the fact there was a hold put on ammunition shipment to Israel. Guess what I think that is? That's fully a political move to try to, you know, satiate the appetites of the hard left, the leftists that are on there protesting, causing a lot of noise. We're going to discuss that a little bit later with Rick Grinnell. But also, there's a way you can get involved, and it's free. I want you to go to aclj.org/sign. That's sign, like signing a petition, S-I-G-N, sign, or scan the QR code that's on the screen right now. Take you a few seconds and show and stand up for Jewish students, for Christian students, for defending Israel, just in general. We really need your help. And putting your name is just as important as giving a dollar. So sign the petition, aclj.org/sign. Another way you can help is if you are watching right now on one of our platforms like YouTube or Rumble. And specifically, I would say on YouTube. Rumble is a great free speech platform. It's not algorithm-based, all that. YouTube is. And look, YouTube's been good to us recently. We've had a lot of you are brand new. Almost 400,000 of you have subscribed to our YouTube channel. So we know our voice is being heard. So I'm going to ask right now, if you have not subscribed and you are watching this broadcast right now, hit the subscribe button. If you have subscribed already, hit that little thumbs up. I know it seems like not much of an ask. Hit that little thumbs up right below me. Yeah, it's probably like right there. Do that. And it gets into more people's feeds. More people see this kind of news. We need also younger people to see what's actually happening and to be exposed to the truth of what's happening around the world. If not, they're going to be fed only the information that is being presented to them by the most radicals, who are typically, by the way, the most media savvy or the most tech savvy. They're the ones that can get in front of you. When you hear names like Bill and Melinda Gates, you think they don't have great staff that really know how to get people going and really how to get into everyone's algorithms? Of course they do. You can be a part of helping out on the other side of that by just hitting that thumbs up and a like. And you know what? And comment in the YouTube and the Rumble comments. I always do this during the break here because we have a very short break. Just tell me where you're watching from. If you don't have anything to say, if you have any comments or questions, just tell me where you're watching from. And I'd love to hear from you. And I'll read some of those off in the next segment. Again, I'm going to encourage you with just 1 minute here until we get to this break. And we're going to keep this discussion going. And we'll continue talking about the protests and obviously the cancellation of some of these major, like Columbia, major graduation ceremonies. Again, a lot of these kids came off of COVID. Their high school graduations were canceled. One of our friends said their high school graduation was canceled, and now their college graduation is canceled. And this college graduation was supposed to be sort of the make good, even for their high school, for a lot of their families. This was their time to finally have their student and their child celebrated. But of course, last time it was due to global pandemic. And this time, it is due to outrage controlled and powered by Biden supporters, by a lot of really people up to really bad things. We'll be right back with more on Seculo. Less than a minute break coming up.
For decades now, the ACLJ has been on the front lines, protecting your freedoms, defending your rights in courts, in Congress, and in the public arena. The American Center for Law and Justice is on your side. If you're already a member, thank you. And if you're not, well, this is the perfect time to stand with us at aclj.org, where you can learn more about our life-changing work. Become a member today. aclj.org.